Hello and welcome to Everyday Incredible. I'm Carrie Kitchen and I'm here to help you find your balance, find your purpose, and learn to make every day incredible. Go ahead and click subscribe so you don't miss out on any upcoming content from us. And now I want to go on to our topic for the day. So this topic also comes from one of our community members, and she writes, "How do you show respect for a husband that isn't very loving? How do you live with a controlling spouse? How do you get over hurtful things that you can't forget?" This is a very deep topic, and for those of you who are experiencing this or have experienced this, my heart goes out to you, because this is something that can be very overwhelming, and it's something that can be very discouraging, make you feel like there is no hope. But there is. And that's the biggest thing I want you to hear today. There is hope. There are things you can do. First thing I want to say is, if you are in a dangerous situation, please don't stay there. Please make sure you are doing what you need to do to be safe. So in response to that post, I want to share some links with you in the description box below. So one will be a post that I did recently on how to forgive and what exactly that looks like. There have been a couple, but there's one specific one that's how to forgive and how that can be the most difficult, easy thing to do. Because sometimes it can be very difficult, but it can also be easy when you have the help of the Holy Spirit and you've pressed that button. The other link that I want to share with you is actually from jenniferowhite.com, and it's 9 prayers for your war room. And it specifically talks about prayers for your marriage and about the controlling issue and about being able to submit and changing your attitude. Because we can't change the other person. We can't do it, but God can. We can't change the other person's actions or attitudes. We can change ours, and we can ask God to change theirs. We can pray for them and ask God to help them in their walk so that it shows by the fruits that they produce. So that is a vital way of making the changes that we need to make. Because when we are praying God's truth, when we are praying the words of Scripture back to God, when we are focusing on helping that other person through prayer, it's going to adjust your thinking, and your thoughts and your heart is going to adjust that to be more in line with the Heavenly Father's. And that's something that makes all the difference in the world. It's truly a game changer. So I encourage you, learn how to pray. Start by praying the prayers that are already written, that are rooted in Scripture, because that's something that can be very, very powerful. It's so exciting to be able to share what God has been teaching me, and I'm so glad that you're here watching this, because I want to be a mentor to you. And I invite you to come to our Facebook group. It's called Everyday Incredible Ladies, and we share lots of things in there. If you're wanting something deeper, though, if you're wanting that mentorship, if you're wanting that accountability of a group, I invite you to visit diggingdeeper.everydayincredible.net. That is our premium group. And that's something for those of you who are really ready to dig in deeper, put on your spiritual armor, learn how to pray in the Spirit, and be able to find that kind of deep Christ-centered life balance and the freedom that comes along with that. So I encourage you to check us out. If you've got a topic that you want to see addressed here at Everyday Incredible, I invite you to leave that in the comments, and I will get to it as soon as I can. I would love to have that feedback. I hope you've enjoyed this video and it's been an encouragement to you. If so, I ask you to go ahead and click like to support the channel, and click subscribe so you don't miss out on the upcoming content from Everyday Incredible. And also, just remember that there are opportunities every day, so make Everyday Incredible.